Hi, I'm Francesca, a registered nutritional therapist, and you're listening to another episode of the Empowered Perimenopause podcast. Welcome. My aim is to bring you down-to-earth, conversational episodes that help you develop a deeper understanding of how your body's changing in your 40s, and most importantly, how you can support yourself throughout this wonderful transitional phase of your life. Join me for my solo episodes and also episodes with guests for fun, fresh, truthful chat on all things health and happiness in your 40s. And now onto the episode. Hi, and welcome to the Empowered Perimenopause podcast with me, your host, Francesca Liparotti. So with this being the very first episode, I wanted to kick off with an intro episode, just sharing a little bit about me and how I came to be the host of this podcast and to do what I do today as a career. And of course, to let you know what you can expect from the podcast and who it's for. So I'm from Wembley in Northwest London, and I'm born to an Irish mum and an Italian dad. And I currently live in Southwest London with my long-term partner, Mark. I've been here for about 12 years now. As at the time of recording this episode, which is September 2024, I'm 44 and I'm going to be 45 in December. And the reason I tell you that is because I am a specialist nutritionist in perimenopause, and I just think it's important to know that I'm in the throes of perimenopause with you. I'm right there, right in the middle of it. And, you know, as we dive further into these episodes, I'll kind of tell you a little bit more about where I'm at right now. I'll give you a little insight today, but we'll go into more of that as the episodes go on. So when I was 21, I got a job in an oil broking firm in London, and I ended up staying in the financial industry until I was 35. So I moved from broking firms to trading firms to investment banks. So that was about 14 years. And then I eventually became a nutritional therapist when I was 35. But what actually led me there was, from around age 21, I started feeling really rubbish on a daily basis. I was constantly bloated. I was overweight. I was fatigued. I had constant headaches, awful PMS. I had terrible skin. Whatever I did, my hair and my nails just wouldn't grow. I just felt sick and rubbish all the time. And there was nothing medically wrong with me. I'd had all the tests, all the referrals, everything just came back clear, which was, you know, always a relief, but also really frustrating. And by the time I was 24, I was actually in the middle of a one-year round the world trip with my childhood best friend. And we were spending some time in Sydney, Australia. And I, you know, this was the time when there was no, you just about had internet. You could go to an internet cafe, but there weren't many. So there was no smartphones or anything. So you did used to sit around reading books. So I came across a book in one of the communal libraries in one of the hostels we were staying in, and it was called The Optimum Nutrition Bible by a UK nutritional therapist. So this book is what literally changed my life back then. So this was 2004. After reading this book, I started making some really simple changes to the way that I was eating based on the information that I'd read. So first of all, I started switching from my white processed carbohydrates to whole grain alternatives. I started to eat vegetables, particularly leafy green ones and colourful ones. I started to make sure I actually had some protein with every meal, and I started to understand what a balanced meal actually looked like, which I just did not know. I started eating lots of good fats and drinking more water. So these were things that I just was not ever considering to be in any way linked to how I was feeling and how I was looking, anything. So my symptoms and my general well-being after making these simple changes changed so fast, I couldn't believe it. And so up to that point, I just had no idea that there was any link. So this was like really, really huge. And a year later, when I got back to the UK, I decided that I wanted to really pursue, you know, working with a nutritional therapist to get even more help. The book had really helped me, but I only got to a certain point, and then I thought, right, now I just need more help, take this a little bit further, get things really personalized. So I was specifically focused on gut and digestive issues with this nutritional therapist. We did some comprehensive stool testing. I spent a few months working on improving those results, again through diet and lifestyle changes that she guided me on. And by now, all of my horrible symptoms had gone completely. So this was now age around 25. And I really felt like I'd got my life back finally. My periods were easy. I hardly had any PMS symptoms. My gut was working really well. My skin was glowing. My hair and nails were growing. I'd lost my excess body fat effortlessly without actually, you know, dieting or doing any exercise to particularly lose fat. And my my energy was finally at normal levels for a young woman in her 20s. So because of this, I decided I wanted to train to become a nutritional therapist myself. I knew I didn't want to continue my career in the financial industry and just do that until retirement age. I thought I have to do something I'm really passionate about. This has been the most transformative experience, and I want to give this to other people. So that's when I decided I'm going to be a nutritional therapist. But it took 10 years, basically, for me to actually leave my corporate career behind and embark on a full-time career as a nutritional therapist, because the training wasn't quick, it wasn't cheap, it wasn't easy. I needed to save the money to start the training, and then it was a four-year training course that I did whilst I was also working full-time. And I qualified in 2013 with a diploma in nutritional therapy from the Institute for Optimal Nutrition in London. And then I eventually, after seeing clients just on the weekends, I eventually 2 years later in 2015, age 35, left my corporate career for good and began seeing clients on a full-time basis. So 9 years on, I'm still here specializing now in women's health and perimenopause. I work with clients one-to-one. I deliver webinars on women's health to corporate clients. And I've just launched a monthly subscription for my Empowered Perimenopause course, which was previously known as Thrive Through Perimenopause. And it was a three-month program that I was running a few times a year with a certain number of people that I was intaking. But I've now changed its name to Empowered Perimenopause, and I've switched it to a more accessible, in terms of cost, monthly subscription model, and it can just be a rolling subscription that can be cancelled at any time. So that's one of my kind of key aims for this year onwards, is to reach as many women as possible, way more than I've ever reached or would have been able to reach if I was just doing the kind of three-month program and only focusing on one-to-one work. So if you want any information about the subscription, you can just check all of that out at francescaliparotti.com. I'll also put the link in the show notes. So being in the throes of perimenopause myself, I really want to work in an area where I have firsthand experience, which is why I'm so passionately involved in helping women in their 40s understand their body, understand their hormones, and learn how to support their body, their mind, through the lengthy transitional and rocky phase of womanhood that is perimenopause. Because the chances of perimenopause symptoms and the frequency and intensity of them is within our control. And that's such a great thing. And more women need to know what they can do. They need to understand the physiology behind things and then understand why doing X, Y, and Z is going to be helpful, because that's what's so empowering. When we really understand why we're doing something or not doing something, we're more likely to actually do it. And I walk my talk. I don't recommend anything that I wouldn't do or don't do myself. And I think this is really important. So my kind of so far journey with perimenopause is I started noticing changes as I turned 41. At 40, I think I wasn't really noticing any actual symptoms at that point, only that my attitude and my outlook to life started to change in a lot of ways for the better, I'd definitely say. But then turning 41 brought some of the very first perimenopause symptoms. So first I started to notice that my cycles were now 27 days compared to their normal 28 that I'd had for the last kind of 10 or so years. My sleep started to shift. So I started having a bit of trouble falling asleep, and then I started waking up in the night a few times and not being able to fall back to sleep. This was really new to me and I didn't like it at all. I also started to experience a bit of low-grade anxiety. So this was things like I would just be either washing up or maybe just watching TV and just feel this low grade fear wash over me that I just couldn't explain. And that again was something I was just so new to me and felt really quite uneasy. So I did know the biology behind my symptoms. I was shocked, because although I completely understand and appreciate that perimenopause symptoms can start showing themselves from kind of mid to late 30s and definitely early 40s, I still just thought, oh, I'm still only 41, you know, I've probably got a while. But no, here I was starting to experience exactly what I was already teaching about. So I did know the biology behind my symptoms, and that was reassuring. It was empowering because I knew what I might need to do to support those symptoms. And I did those things. And thankfully, now at almost 45, I still have very good sleep. So I went through a phase, as I said, from sort of 41, where it was maybe 6 to 9 months that my sleep was off. But as I really started to work on that more, it was great. In fact, I would say my sleep is better now than it's ever been. I am now someone who just as soon as I get into bed, I read for a bit and then I fall asleep pretty much straight away. I sleep through the night most of the time. Like anyone, I still have the odd, you know, not so good night. And there's certain times in the month in my cycle where I might wake up a couple of times. But for the most part, I sleep really well and I wake up feeling pretty good. And I wake up naturally as well at the same time every day. So again, that's just because I really understood what I needed to do to support myself. So we'll have plenty of episodes where we're talking about specifically sleep and other things as well. So this is the key thing, and it's why I've started this podcast, because I want to empower women and reassure them and then empower them, give them that knowledge about what they can be doing to support themselves. And working in a private one-to-one practice, which is what I've loved, but it can mean that I'm closed off from the general public. You know, I only get to give my advice to my coaching clients, which is great. I absolutely do adore my one-to-one clients. But I really want to reach as many women as possible now. And that's what this podcast has been set up for. And also my Empowered Perimenopause subscription, which, as I said, is more financially accessible to people than it was before. So who is this podcast for? So essentially, it's anyone mid to late 30s, definitely moving into their 40s, early 40s, but you're never too young or too old to learn from the episodes. So that's something I'll definitely say. And it's really anybody who wants to understand the new behavior of their hormones, how their physiology is sort of changing, their body, their mind is changing from late 30s up until they reach menopause. And then obviously that's a whole new phase of postmenopause after that. But anyone who wants to really understand what that physiology is, what they might experience, what they might expect to experience, and what they can do to support those changes. We're going to dive into what perimenopause actually is, what's actually happening to your hormones, how your body's changing, all those systemic impacts, because these are things that are really important for every woman to know. Even if you think, oh, that won't affect me, or it's not affecting me yet, or I'm 46 and I don't feel anything, it's still really important to understand what is going on. Because even if you don't have any symptoms, that's amazing. But, and so, you know, that is possible for some people, but it's still, you're still in the perimenopause phase. So it is still important to understand what's going on there. And I'm so determined to equip as many women as possible with this knowledge and understanding. So if that's what you want, then this podcast is for you. Every woman should have a good understanding of how their body works and what hormones are at play day to day, because it's not just about the sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. There are lots of other hormones that impact us every day and affect things like how we sleep, our energy, our strength, our appetite, our weight regulation, our mood, our cognitive health, so much. And the more we understand about our body and how about what's happening in it, the more we can do to support it and to advocate for ourselves. And then maybe understand who you might need to go to for more help, and you know what kind of help you might need. When it's something that you can't actually maybe, you know, do yourself. But this knowledge and understanding is power. So that's, you know, hence the name Empowered Perimenopause. Because as I said, the chances of and the severity of perimenopause symptoms is within our control. And this is what I want to help as many women as possible with. So you can thrive in your 40s and throughout your 40s, and you can sail into life postmenopause when that time comes, really happily. It's just about knowing what's happening and how you can support it. So there's so much more talk these days of perimenopause and menopause, and that is fantastic. I love it. I'm following a lot of people on Instagram that are now talking about perimenopause, because I think it's so important that, you know, I want to know what people are what people like you are listening to and hearing. But a lot of it, some of it is empowering information, but a lot of it is also just like, oh my goodness, this is the worst. And, you know, is anyone else experiencing this? And I think all that stuff's great, because it's like a, you know, sort of support community where people can bounce things off each other and feel like, okay, it's not just me. Isn't that great? But I want to do a bit of both. I want to let people know what's happening and how they might feel, but then also say, well, you can do this for this and this for this and this for this, and this will help, you know, minimize this or relieve this. And so you can actually go away and say, okay, yeah, this is horrible. I really don't like experiencing this. But actually, if I do this or I don't do this, that can help. And then it's up to you, you know, to do what you want with that information. You might be noticing, as I said about my changes, you might be noticing changes to your sleep. It might be your mood. It might be energy, your tolerance to stress, more irritability, less resilience. Your weight or your body shape is changing. Your periods are changing. Your menstrual cycle lengths are changing. Your mental clarity and focus is changing. You might have new or really bad, worse PMS. Maybe you're experiencing new or more anxiety. Lots of other things as well. It could be skin changes, gut changes, anything that's new to you in your 40s or since passing your late 30s, then this podcast is definitely for you. If you're somebody who experiences, is living with any kind of chronic conditions like autoimmunity, for example, and you're noticing a flare up of this since moving into your 40s, then again, that's likely to be due to being in the perimenopause phase. So this podcast is definitely for you. I'll be doing lots of solo episodes where I'll talk you through various topics and address specific questions or topics my community are asking to know more about, common questions I get or see, common experiences with my clients, my friends, loved ones, and myself. And all this is to hopefully empower you with as much knowledge as possible, delivered to you in a down-to-earth, realistic, hopefully simplistic, and also conversational way that you can enjoy listening to each week. I'm very open to receiving comments, questions, feedback from the people who are going to be listening. My community means so much to me, and it's why I'm here. And I always want to make sure that everything I'm talking about and the knowledge that I'm offering is actually helpful and what people want to know more about. So please feel free to reach out to me anytime with feedback or questions and ideas for things that you'd like me to cover on future episodes. You can email me at francesca@francescaliparotti.com, or you can DM me on Instagram, which is francescaliparotti_NT. And I'll also put these details in the show notes as well. So that is a wrap on this intro episode, and I hope you'll enjoy and benefit from my future episodes. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you again soon. If you found this episode helpful, then please share it with anyone else who you think could benefit. And consider leaving a rating and a review, as this will help the podcast to reach and help more people. And if you need more guidance on your own health journey, you can grab my free guide, 6 Steps to Mastering Your Hormones in Your 40s, over at francescaliparotti.com, where you can sign up for your free copy. Or you'll also find the link in the show notes.